Hello, my name is Jabril Lee. You have reached the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to schedule for the vaccine?
No, ma'am. I just need some information on the phasing process.
You need information on the what now?
Which phase we're in right now. I was just trying to see if we were in phase 1A or 1B or 1C right now.
I'm going to provide you with the website to go and look at. I wouldn't have that direction, that direct information directly. Have you tried looking at the Alabama Public Health website?
Yes, ma'am, and I haven't seen anything on the – I've only found a chart just based on, you know, it says 1A, 1B, and 1C. And we're just trying to see where we fall in on this map here, because I'm looking at it here, and it looks like we qualify for 1C, but I wasn't sure if we were still in 1A or 1B, or what the situation was, since I didn't see any updates besides this chart on the website.
Yeah, so I wouldn't know about the shots, because they just, our job is just to register, so.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I just saw the number here. I mean, I'm sorry about that.
You're fine.
Is that the call to get that information, or?
Hold on. I'm going to provide you with a few, hold on. You're just trying to see which one you qualify for?
I was just trying to see which one was well, I know which one we qualify for right now, but I was just trying to see if it was scheduled for later or if it's already come up right now for our turn.
It doesn't tell me that. It just it doesn't tell me when, you know, if it's up now. It just provides me with those who are eligible for the 1A, 1B, 1C.
Okay, because I know we all qualify for 1C. I just looked at the, I think here it has some footnote information. And it looks,
yeah.
Like, we do have some elderly in the house, and on top of that, we do have people who've had cancer as well. So I was just trying to keep on top of this to make sure everybody, you know, was taken care of here.
Yeah, other than that, it don't give me any dates.
So I guess for this, what would be the best way to find out if we're eligible? When the time comes, do I just have to call to the pharmacy? What would you recommend?
Are you in the age range?
I was checking more for my parents, because I know my dad had cancer, and my grandmother, she's over 65. She's in a 65 to 74 year age range, so we're trying to make sure, you know, we got this.
Oh, so it's for your parents?
Parent and grandparent. And then I was also trying to see where phase two was going to come into effect as well after that. But I think we're just
yeah, they don't. I would say wait on more updated information from the news, because from the line it does, like, it doesn't give us any times or date of when those would, you know, be available. It'll provide us with information, but they'll never give us a time or a date.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. They basically just, you know, keep you, you know, just basically.
Yeah, they basically just keep us updated with everything, but on like when the next age group comes up and stuff, we don't get like the date of that, when they're going to leak that out, until about like when it gets closer to that time, kind of like how they did the 65 and up.
Gotcha. Oh, so we already do 65 and up right now, pretty much.
It's 65 and up, plus if you fall in the worker categories.
What kind of, like, is it covered like grocery store workers or healthcare workers?
Hold on. It's on the public website. Give me just a second. healthcare providers, nursing home residents, law enforcement officers, firefighters, and people ages 65 and up.
Okay. Okay. So our grandmother does qualify. Okay. Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and pass that information along. You just said just basically, you know, keep up with the news once again, and I guess social media just to see if they release any new news or information.
Yeah, because once my job sends us information, once we get that information, they never have a lot of people that ask for like a time frame, timeline, like do we know when that's going to be? They never provide us with that neither. They just give us the information.
Gotcha. Oh, I understand. Well, I do appreciate you taking my questions here today. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
All right. You too. All right. Bye-bye.